It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Mesters.
Yes, for those longing for an understanding of life and a relief from pain and suffering, conflict, I'd like to remind you that your soul yearns for the truth. If it is, you see, there's two kinds of longing, one to the outside world, looking for love in all the wrong places. And you probably have been done with that by now, know that it's not out there. And then you get frustrated because it never was. In a sense that it's out there in me, but I can't give it to you personally. I can only remind you that you've been looking in the wrong place all your life. And you just need to be still and let the truth of that catch up with you. See, so, and I've got a technique that the military use to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, which is the most difficult of all problems to solve. And there is no cure anywhere. And the military are recognizing now, as I'm speaking to you, that indeed it works. And not only works, but works very well. So I can give you a phone number, because most of your problems are, well, sort of various stages of post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, the depression and the endless loop of thoughts, and other kinds of affections as well, physical. And so they're psychophysical, if you're psychosomatic, if you like, but a lot of problems will just vanish overnight. If you can learn to detach your thoughts from the thinker from the thinking, so to speak. I'll give you a phone number, if you like, and it's 800-877-3227. And that's the phone lines are manned 3 hours every night. It's something brand new. We've never done that in 50 years. But I've been doing the evening program for a long time, so it's no wonder the phones don't light up like you used to when I was doing programs in the daytime, you see. But you know, I don't expect people to come in at night. That's the problem. Because, I can't get telephone operators to take orders. I need real people who understand what I do, who've known me for a long time. And I've got my granddaughter who came in out of the cold, and she really changed her life perfectly. And she's understand her whole life has changed. She is a very smart young lady. So, but don't keep her engaged with her too long, because she has to answer the phones. But she can help you. All right, now, it's 800-877-3227. So, the longing for the ground of your being is love. That's it. Now, you don't know where the longing is, but it's the fact that you want to know, and you always want to know, and you know you haven't got it. And you just want to know, and that's the most important thing in the world to you, even though you're doing other things, and you're doing all the things that you are doing as a human being the best you can. Deep inside, if you want that, the answer will come. But when you least expect it, you can't demand it. You can't say, I want it now. You know, we want power, and we want it now. You can't do that. I want to be saved. You know, it comes by itself. It's an unmerited something or other gift. So, the longing for the ground of being is called love. And its fulfillment is freedom and happiness. A heaven on earth. But that doesn't mean to say you get treated right. Now comes the test. How do you treat people who you live amongst who are living hell on earth and imposing it on you? So that's why you need the defense. And it's an effortless defense, no effort. It's a gift. Do you understand? You can't. If you're only monkey person like other monkey people, monkey upsets monkey, because monkey wins. But what if you have something that separates you from monkey self? I'm just using that to make a point. Then you see a man can control an elephant. Human being control everything, the environment, other people, in a positive or negative way. Of course, we're talking about positive, aren't we? All right. The phone lines are open now, Monday through Friday, 9 to, it's West Coast time, Pacific time, And if you want to order a CD, please call 800-877-3227, and from 9 to midnight, the lines are open. My program refeeds at 11 o'clock, so it goes on. See? For, like, you know, all night, actually. But I can only have someone standing by that knows what they're doing. So aren't that many people know how to answer that phone as well as they should. Can't do it commercial way. All right, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, yes, here we are again. Is this Gary from Bakersfield, the fellow who's under a dialysis machine, and I caught him eating, you know, a takeout Chinese food? Is that right, Gary? Yeah. Is that you?
You got a good memory for somebody 82.
Yeah, well, you know, but I
You're
remember...
Only 52.
Well, I remember your foolishness, because you said, you caught me. I said, your diet, your diet is all wrong.
That's right. That's,
I'll say it again, your diet is all wrong because you feel an emptiness of being because you're angry and unhappy.
That's correct.
And so you fill the emptiness with the nearest equivalent, but it isn't equivalent. It's making you sick. Your food is killing you.
I know it is, Roy, and I didn't listen to you, and I called back for admonishment, I guess. I'm not a Vietnam vet, but I'm a Vietnam era vet. I'm 64 years old,
yeah.
And I don't know. I misplaced my coping strategies and my CD, so I'll have to order them.
Well, I'll send you some more. You don't have to buy anything.
It was stupid of me, and I own practically every book you ever. I have a storage center, and right now, I can describe to you what's happened to me. I'm alone in a room on disability, and I make a whopping $1,000 a month. My kidneys fail. I've got a left eye problem, and I have diabetes and high blood pressure.
Yeah,
my
but
ex-wife, everybody's gone. The phone stopped ringing. In other words, I know.
But Gary, just stop right there. It's a lot. You're putting on my plate a lot here.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you don't need to apologize. It's just more than I need to help you with. This is a lesson for everybody. Every choice you make, that's not based upon sound judgment. One that's based upon emotions, you know, and overreacting, and anger, and unforgiveness. All those emotions, they pull you away from a fidelity with the ground of your being, which is a God-based, intuitive walking by faith, and not by intellect or sight. See? In other words, and so, your whole life is empty and full of frustrations, and damned if you achieve something and damned if you don't. And nothing goes right. Even
That's
right
correct.
Goes wrong.
That's
See,
correct.
So all I need to say is, Gary, drop your frustrations now. Because your frustration is the anger at knowing it, which is silly. Huh. Isn't that right? You're angry at knowing it, which is the same as being angry at God. Because he's the one that's showing it to you.
I wanted to
You were
say
so
one
close. Quick. You're so close to God that when you get upset at knowing it, you don't realize why you know it is his presence. But immediately there's something inside you that makes you upset, and it takes away the gift of grace. So actually you're possessed by something. You have a sort of spiritual parasite inside you. It tricks you every time.
I want to get rid of it.
But you can't get rid of it. But all you have to do is... Now, I'm telling you now that you have a spiritual parasite that no doctor, psychiatrist, or any person can explain it to you. I say that you're entangled with it, and you must become aware of you're entangled with it and stop talking to yourself and arguing with yourself and getting mad at yourself. Because that is, it's making you do that. You're having the same affair of anger and frustration towards what's got inside you, which is a duplicate, exact duplicate of being upset with people outside you.
Yes.
See? So each time you get upset with a person outside you, more of the same kind of thing comes inside you and piles up.
Exactly.
See? And so now you can't let that go. Because this unforgiveness, this frustration has made you a slave of the hell of the world. And each, as they rise to the occasion of your, to comfort you, it comes in the form of women, sex, food, alcohol, but look at it. Each comfort is a denial of the good that could save you. It's a substitute. It's a feeling lying good. It's a lying love. It's a lying cure. Now, you're on the side of dialysis. This is your only chance. This is your last chance. And I tell you, those kidneys can heal. I had a four-way bypass that failed, but diddly-do. I changed my diet and had a good attitude. And the doctor says, I've got good news and bad news for you. I said, what is it? He says, your bypass failed. And so, what's the good news? So it didn't faze me a bit. If I'm going to die, I die. That's my attitude. Oh, he said, no, you grew new capillaries. And well, I just had a checkup about a month, 2 months ago. I went to Cedar Sinai and saw Dr. Shaw, who's a famous cardiologist. And he knows me. He's the one that gave me the good news and bad news. That was 7 years ago. And he loves me. And I love him. He's a good man. The best there is. And so... I gave that lecture I wasn't that strong. I came back down for an operation on my prostate because that was messed up. I got messed up with the medical profession a long, long time ago. All the wrong people. But anyway, he was the right person. See, he's the good person. So I went for a checkup and he took my blood pressure, like 116 over 60.
Wow.
That's like an athlete. Then he takes my, but he takes the sample of my blood, and he comes back an hour later beaming. He says, flawless, perfect, see you in 10 more years. See? Now, not long after that, not before that, I mean, not long after that moment, not that moment, because that was the time, there's two times, one who told me that everything was right, and the other time was, you know, you I've got the good news and bad news. Somewhere between that, about 2 years later, my front end of my car disappeared, and I had heart failure on top of that. So for a week I was taking take the water out of my legs. It's a diuretic, and then I had to take potassium because it leaches a lot of potassium. But 2 weeks passed. That went away by itself. The doctor says, you can't do much about it. I said, what can I do? He says, the local cardiologist says, you can't do much. But I don't take that anymore. I found a use for that medicine for another problem, which went away. And had I not known about this medicine, the other problem would have gone away. Everything works out perfectly. Now, every one of your organs can get better. The heart can reconstitute itself and grow new capillaries. It doesn't happen often, but it happens to the people who know. For instance, they did an experiment recently, I read it maybe a year ago, where they put pigs on a treadmill. They sewed up the heart so they duplicated a heart attack, a pending one, on some pigs. And you know how the piggy diet, they give them junk. But even with junk food, they grew new capillaries on a treadmill. So incredible. It's not necessarily a great miracle, although it is a miracle.
It is.
But the point is, in order for that to happen with a human being, you have to put them on a golden treadmill in a golden cage, because they have no control over themselves. In other words, you eat yourself to death. You screw yourself to death. So you do everything to success.
Follow? Oh boy, I'm not screwing or drinking or doing.
No,
drugs.
No, I know. I've expanded the range so other people can feel guilty too.
May I say one quick thing? I know you're busy and you got to go.
No, I'm not busy. I'm talking to you.
Well,
I'm busy with you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I spoke to the doctor today, and I have this catheter in my chest that's been in there about a year,
yes.
And I said, Doctor, I think I want to get this out of me. In other words, in his mind, it's going against medical advice. And he said, Gary, you won't last 3 or 4 weeks. You'll be dead. And
I said, I'm not going to advise you.
I know that.
Yeah.
I'm not asking. No, I'm just saying that's what I was considering doing.
But the thing is, you may be considering it unwisely. And not yet being not yet having straightened your diet out and having
That's correct.
You see, so you haven't really made it. When your diet gets better on its own and you start being sensible what you put in your mouth, when you stop, and instead of having that Chinese, that the takeout Chinese or whatever the junk you eat, you could just stop before you put it in your mouth and say that's not any good. Two things happen: you are eating for the right reason. And that's spiritual.
Yes.
That's a spiritual decision. In other words, this food now serves God and not escape.
Exactly.
See? Okay. And the second part is that your body starts to get nourishment that was causing your body to break down because it wasn't being fed properly. And the emotions were poisoning you. The kidneys carry away the poisons normally, but when you're angry, everything turns to poison, especially the bad food you eat doesn't help any.
Boy, if you hit the nail on the head, you always do. I knew I had to call you, Roy. It was like today was a day where what I was choosing was could be called indirect suicide by taking this thing out too early. That's what it could be.
You say, like, what a way to die, you see, sort of thing.
Yeah, and I just said, what's the sense anymore? Just let it go.
But Gary... You sound like a pretty smart, sensible guy. There shouldn't be too much of a trouble to follow the simple things I'm saying, seeing that the benefits outweigh the present consequences.
I know this is ridiculous, but I'm a sugar addict, and just like the guy's a heroin addict, and
killing you. Sugar,
and
listen, go ahead.
No. And I went off the treadmill, and you know, I got away from you, and didn't listen to you anymore. And something happened to my computer, so I couldn't download this or that. And so I found out about the Cellcast thing. I could hear you on the cell, right?
Yes, of course.
How much does that cost?
It costs me money. It doesn't cost you anything.
In other words, send
you don't need, in your condition. I don't expect you to pay anything. You let me help you.
Well,
that's what other people pay for. They pay me to help people who can't afford it.
But Roy, the thing is, I at one time had money, had position, had this, had
no,
that.
It's not all over. This could be the beginning of the rest of your life. I want you
that's
to think of
called,
it in those terms.
That's why I called.
You must never lose hope. You must never lose hope, and you must never have false hope. I will not give you false hope.
No, I know that.
I'm not giving any hope at all. I'm not actually giving you any hope. That's the worst thing you do is give somebody hope. Because hope that we give ourselves or other people give you is not real.
What you're giving me is truthful spiritual direction.
That's it.
Exactly.
Hope is I don't know how to explain it. It's just like you don't worry about, you're not worried about yourself anymore. It's like, it's going to be okay. And it is. And then you find yourself eating sensibly. And see, sugar, look, I'm a diabetic.
I
don't take anything for it. That's what led me to the heart attack a long time ago.
I know that you got that virus from swimming in the
Venice.
I remember. Since the 60s, I've known about you, and you know, it's like I didn't listen to God, and I didn't listen to you, I didn't listen to anybody, and now I've reaped the whirlwind.
Okay.
It's time to start listening.
But you see, I know that you're capable of experiencing His presence.
Thank you.
And you can hear it in me, and it takes one to know one, and that's all there is to it.
I love what's in you, Roy. I love what's in you.
Okay, and now you start on your journey.
Okay. Yeah. How my mind can keep me well, because it's poisoned me.
Well, it's not, but actually, I should change the name of the book. It's how, it's because your mind can't keep you well, because what keeps the mind well is the spirit.
That's right. And, you know, you have a chapter in that book, chapter 5, and it's my favorite chapter. It's called Why We Are Afraid. And you said the reason we're afraid, and you said this is your own words, I'm paraphrasing, that we do not face each and every situation in our life with honesty.
That's right.
And that's why the fear comes from the food, from the lying, from the being disingenuous and the whole thing. And I know it all, but I've learned it. The barn door has been closed and the horse is gone.
No, it hasn't.
I want to break the barn door open again and bring the horse in.
Well, you don't have to do anything, see.
Okay.
The door will open itself.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, just suckle on that just a little bit.
Yeah.
And hold the line. I'll have someone send you another coping strategy.
Thank you, Father Roy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My father's been gone 22 years. I need you and he are contemporaries, same age. And you are 82 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say this like people say it, like, you know, frivolously. I mean it when I say it. God bless you, Roy.
Thank you. Now you know what you know what that means. The good Lord says, "I bless those that bless thee.
That's
curse
right.
those that curse thee."
That's right.
Okay. Be good.
Thank
Call
you,
me again. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, I think we're going to see an improvement in that young man. Not everything's physical, although we do need some physical help sometimes. In other words, the value of medicine is not to keep you suspended on it, but to keep you alive till you bring you to some understanding of what led you to that place, which is what I'm trying to do with all of you, especially with politics. Sue in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I spoke to the person before, trying to be concise about my question, and I guess the question is that I'm in a relationship. I started doing the meditation, and I'm in a relationship that is not compatible with where I feel I want to continue going, and
why can't you say go away? You have a strange fixation to that person.
Yeah, exactly. I could probably
You know why? The reason is because when you enter a relationship that's called sin,
mm-hmm.
the sin makes a home in you.
Yeah.
See, so then you become bonded.
Right.
See, and so that bondage is bondage. I mean, real bonding is bondage. There's a good bonding and there's a bad one. And then you're bonding to what's wrong in a person. But the same bonding sort of makes you desert your better nature. So that you transfer your loyalty from God to a spirit in a person that plays you like a violin.
Okay.
See? Then you resent them, and then you resent them for that, and you feel like if you walk away, you are betraying them, or you walk
right.
away, you see that?
Yeah. And that's what I would ask a question, you'd answer it this way. I was going to ask a question, you answered it before
I know, because everybody's a typecast person. See, everybody,
right.
I told my audience that everybody has the same thoughts for the same reasons and the same moments, and there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So now, but what is new is how you recover from that. Mm-hmm. And the story isn't new, but the door has never been, the doorway to that has never been shown to Christians. And if they discover it, they discover it on their own. Because the clergy, most clergy don't know where it is themselves.
Right.
Many stand in the doorway as the savior.
Mm-hmm.
You stand in the place of the holy, just by wearing a collar or a robe.
Mm-hmm.
Not healthy. Not a good way. Churches should be a good thing, but they've changed over the years and become apostate. But not all of them, but just most. It's just too bad. I hope that's been helpful, young lady. If you just meditate, just sit quietly, and just stop resenting this person. Stop resenting that person, because you built a life upon his approval, on the feelings he gives you. At the same time, he gives you bad feelings because you hate him, because he takes advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to let him take advantage of you if you want the benefit of him liking you, see?
Right.
But thing is, you have to. So you must be prepared to feel like I don't want to hurt his feelings. The idea that you don't want to hurt his feelings is really a selfish thing. It's your own feelings that you're guarding. Because if you tell him the truth, you see, and you speak up to him, he may walk away, but he also walks away by pulling the rug from underneath you, upon which you've been dependent. That's a very good thing. Let it happen.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask you one more question?
One quickie.
Okay. My son is 21 years old, and he is destitute.
But all the more reason. He's destitute because you are.
Uh-huh.
You're not a good example of a mother.
Right.
Clear-minded, honest, independent.
Uh-huh.
You know, noble American.
Right.
You just wishy-washy, independent, mm-hmm. you know, and there's no courage here. There's no light shining in you. There's nothing about you that she can admire and inspire. See?
Mm, yeah.
Come on now. Let that life go. Let that man go. It's not healthy.
Is it okay for me to have my son come back in when he's sort of couch surfing out there? And
I think you better not worry about your son. I think you better take care of your relationship first.
Okay.
And then you've got to get fixed up yourself and find your innocence again, your lost innocence.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's so important. And mm-hmm. then you feel free. And then you can be honest with him. And then he'll see that honesty. Because all he's seen is hypocrisy in everybody, everywhere.
Oh, I am sure.
Okay. So.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, young lady. You're welcome. All right. Ladies, let me tell you, we have a special thing going tonight. My granddaughter's answering the phones. And we've shifted the phones from the foundation to her home. And she really is familiar. She's worked for me for several years. And she came out of the cold herself. And now she's happily married with a young man that came out of a gang. But he's a fine young man. So, and they've got a fine son. So it really worked for them. They're happy. So they're good. She's a good person to call right now. But don't call for advice, please. Please. She's just going to help you pick something that's good for you, okay? And the number is 800-877-3227, Pacific Coast Time, 9 to midnight, West Coast Time. Be right back.
Are you ready to stop struggling with your problems?
Every night I take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Are you ready to stop being so emotional and angry and upset all the time?
The drinking's gone. The drugging is gone. I quit smoking 5 months ago, and I don't even care about it anymore. It's amazing. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm running again. And it's all without saying I have to do it. It just happens.
These are the words of people whose lives have changed radically because they've discovered how to gain control over their negative emotions.
I know that a lot of people are listening, because I was, and I was really hurting, and I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just, like, have peace at night. But I feel like I had to call, and, you know, it's very important that he stays on the radio and still gives his advice, even though people may feel that it's harsh or whatever they may feel, but it's honest, and it's real, and people need to hear the truth. And I have a sugar coat.
He's very much appreciated, and he has helped me. It's been taking years for him to personally get through all the layers of things with me, but I'm coming along. We're always reaching out for an answer, and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. It's all the different ways that he attacked that. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
These people have discovered that stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous. I gave up pot. I gave up going to bars. Married. Oh, we are still married, almost 30 years. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless, because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I have an interesting question here from Mary in London, England. And, oh, Mary.
Hello there, Roy. Hello.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Yes. Well, I have spoken to you a couple of times before over the years, and I do the meditation exercise, although I realize at the moment I think I'm drifting away again. About a month ago, I noticed quite a large area at the back of my head with no hair, like a bald patch, I think it's called, the alopecia.
Oh, dear. I always think of in terms of these hair losses, some emotional thing. Yeah. I think, like, especially ambitious people are bald. Ambitious people, especially men.
Yeah.
Ambitious people can come in two forms. And people like, Clinton. Clinton has a full hair of head, but that's because he doesn't get ulcers, he gives them. So you have ambitious people who are, you have ambitious people who have been victims of other ambitious people, and now they're in charge of others, so that they may have some baldness as well. But usually ambition itself is a very intense day-to-day experience, because the more you try to do the right thing and to make a living and to make it happen for yourself, the more frustration you get. In other words, damned if you succeed, but yet feel more hollow, and damned if you don't. See, either way. And so it is a steady pressure that simply mounts up, usually, to what is equivalent to a shock that makes everybody's hair fall out.
Oh, my gosh, this is so true. This is really true.
You see
true.
What I mean? And so that's one of the reasons why it affects your immune system. So you're going to be subject to other illnesses besides that, because you're not completely... when you have cancer, one of the ways they foolishly... try to cure the disease, not knowing what the cause is and not knowing why all this works. It doesn't really, but we can talk about that some other time. But the immune system, if you get that poison injected, I can't think of the name for it right now.
Yeah, but chemotherapy. Yeah.
Chemotherapy, yes. It kills your immune system. It subdues it. But as a result of that, your hair falls out. That's such a shock. And so shock affects the immune system.
Mm.
Same, but gradual shock produces gradual hair loss.
Yes.
Now, I had a little itchy scalp one time, a little sore scalp. And I have a head of hair on me like you wouldn't believe. Mm. You know, I look like one of those soldiers in London with the big hats on. Busby's. I should wear a red uniform. I look all right. But the point is, I have to tell you the story, because I'm not sure if I'm going to be any help to you, but it's have a little bit of fun. So I went to the doctor about this. I actually put some yeast on my head to see if I could fix it. It shows you how crazy I've been. So the doctor, the hair doctor, comes out, a skin doctor. And he's as bald as an egg. You see? So I said, "What am I doing here?" he says, "Well, the only way you can cure the problem if you lose your hair for some reason is to sort of take away your male parts."
Oh.
I said, "Well, I see you haven't opted for that." I went home. Got better by itself.
That's very funny. Roy, I think you're right. I did speak to you a while ago, and I believe that this is all, this has been triggered by, as soon as you said ambition, because what I spoke to you about, I realize for reasons I'm trying to get to the bottom of, that I'm very insecure and I'm constantly seeking reassurance through other people.
Well, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good. And the reassurance actually amplifies your insecurity. There is a saying in America, and one of the founding fathers said, I don't remember everybody's names, and sometimes I forget my own, you know. They said that people who seek security and freedom will have neither.
Yeah, I see that.
So there is no such thing as security. You don't want security, because you're going to feel safe. I don't care about being safe. I mean, I don't care about the feeling of safeness. I think a noble person goes through life always sure of himself. It's sort of like a surety that others don't have, that is always safe, even in the face of the most serious dangers. He goes through it like nothing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you need to find. That's what you need to find. And you need, so stop being ambitious, because it's a deadly trap.
I've made a mistake, Roy, because I spoke to you a while ago. I'm an actress, and I realised that I through my career I'm terribly seeking reassurance and through relationships.
Oh yes, that's, you know what is it? Little Jack Horner said, not that one. It's always looking for approval.
Exactly.
I wish I could remember.
And I've now got, I'm now committed to a contract for an acting job. I didn't take your advice, and I took a few months away from acting, and then I got lured back, and I got a job, and I now have to do it for a few months.
But then you resent having to do it.
Yeah, and I'm scared.
And now you're running on the wrong energy.
And I think this has all triggered everything off.
Well, I tell you what. It's, you can actually fulfill your contract and become a very good actress. If, A, you don't do it for approval.
Yeah.
See, because resentment and the need for approval are like, how can I say that? They are like love and hate.
Mm-hmm.
They are two sides of the same, two horns on the same goat.
Yeah.
One is the other, see?
Yeah.
And so that resentment and faith, resentment takes away your confidence.
Yes.
See? And then when you take away your confidence, especially in your business, you have to have confidence, which self-assuredness that people love. You see?
Yes.
And then you don't have it, and you have to fake it. And when you get rewarded for it, it encourages you to be a fake.
Yes.
See? So your little Tabitaka singing for the supper, I was trying to remember that one just now.
That's it.
And then you resent your own audience.
Yeah, I do.
And there's more attention and more pressure. But, however, why don't you learn to say, I've learned my lesson, I'm a good actress, I like what I do, but I don't have my emotional problems anymore, I've forgiven my mother and father, blah, 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 blah. I hope you have, whatever it is that caused you. You could always see that which caused you to lose your confidence.
Yeah.
Maybe your parents didn't like you and you weren't the favorite kid. Other kids were, but you're too bright. And so they made you feel insecure by looking down their nose at you, or stuff like that. Is it like that somehow?
It's
rejection?
I think I wouldn't say rejection, but both my brother and I feel that we've maybe not been loved in the right way, that our parents did what they did, but I've been instilled with a lot of doubt. I have a very willful mother.
How did you get instilled? How did the doubt come about in your own words?
I would just say I remember going back to being a child that if something went wrong, I would always go to my mother. And I just remember she was very kind of overpowering personality. My father was very weak. And she was always the one, if there was a problem in the house, my dad would say, go and see your mother. And she...
Oh, no, I see it. You actually are disappointed in your father.
I am.
And you have problems with men.
I do. I have failing relationships all over the place.
Yes, because your father wasn't man enough. Your father wasn't a man.
No, he wasn't.
And so you really resented your father, and you've been looking for... And so therefore, that resentment... See, the father quality, if a real father quality, which I play the role of a father for a lot of people.
Yes.
It's not really... I am a father substitute, because I love you, all my audience. I love... You kids, some of you kids are older than me, you know. but there's still a necessary role for the father. How can I say it? I love what John Milton said. I keep repeating it over again. It's so beautiful. He says, he made it so concise, the relationship with man and woman. He for God only. That means he's solid, it's grounded, and you test him and he's never wanting. She seeing that. That's not what he says, but I'll say how he said it. He for God only, not for her. He for God only, meaning he knows what's right, and you can't swerve him, and you can't seduce him.
Yes.
She seeing that, that's my extra words, is for the God in him. She for the God in him. See, now, the trouble is that wasn't in your family. There was no God in your father.
No.
And your mother was King Kong with bloomers. And so, see, and you've inherited her craziness.
Yeah.
And you need a man to calm you and to love you in a way, and not to give themselves and throw themselves and feed the, the mother in you. See that? See that? Because when people are weak, they play the role of your dad. All the people who love you and fall all over you and think you are sent from heaven and they want a piece of you and they want your autograph is a sickness on their part.
I agree.
They're called fans. Actually, it's short for fanatics.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And so you kind of have contempt for these people. But you could be a very good actress if you just did it because you loved it. You like playing parts. You can pick your parts with skill and pay the parts that are ennobling and uplifting and socially redeeming.
Yes.
That would be a very, very good thing for you.
How do I find that, Roy? How do I make sure I'm doing it for the right reason?
Oh, you enjoy it. It's just fun. You know, I'm talking to you. I'm doing a job. I'm actually working right now, but I'm having fun. So when I'd stop doing this, I may not work tonight, but I may work till 2-3 in the morning. Mm. That's not a problem. Or if I go to bed at 1 o'clock, I wake up before and I can work again. I'm 82. I don't ever feel tired.
Mm.
Ever.
Amazing.
So I may work on my thesis of gravity.
Mm.
And very close to completing. The hours go by and I look at the clock, it's 5 or 6 hours and I've been working. I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I'm having fun. It's an adventure. Make your life an adventure.
Yes.
And enjoy people and entertain them and bring them as an actress, you can actually bring not distraction to their lives, but meaning.
Yes, that's what I want to do, yes.
Well, you just enjoy yourself now. You let your mom and dad go. You're a big girl now. You're not a little girl anymore. Let them go.
Yes.
And let my advice take the advice. Let me be dad and saying, give up your anger towards your mom.
Yeah.
You see? And forgive your father because he probably had a King Kong with Bloomer's father or mother.
Yeah, he didn't have any parents. There you are.
So therefore he's looking for love in all the wrong places. I get it.
Yeah.
Forgive them for they know not what they do, but you're okay.
Thank you so much, Roy. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Take care. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye, Mary. All right. I wish our actors wouldn't do something similar to that. By the way, 800-877-3227, we're actually taking orders tonight. Every night, Monday through Friday, we're trying it. 800-877-3227 if you want order CD. Yeah, so if you want to give a donation, you can call in the evening. Now, it's my granddaughter, but, I've got the best staff. Over the years, I've had a potpourri of people, volunteers and people I pay, but not really the kind of real quality team that I have right now. Even though our Sunday morning videos are a little bit shaky, for which reason we're going to do the program and tape it and edit it before we air it again because there's too many flaws in it. We're all amateurs working on it, so we're not film producers. And I don't care because I just do my program anyway. So but we have the best team, and I couldn't have ordinary operators take your orders. You just can't. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to have someone who benefited from it and enjoys it. And it's one of my granddaughters. And she had a pretty bad life. And, her mother divorced my son, and it was horrible. And so, anyway, the number is 800-877-3227. You can actually give a donation, one-time donation, or there's what they call that, when they take money out of bank account every month, a little bit, it's not a pledge, no. I can't remember the name of anyway, I can't think of it. I'm not very good at, unless I have it in front of my nose, I got to read it. But anyway, you see, I'm not very professional even right now. The whole program is impromptu. But the radio program is a lot easier than a TV program. So, because they have all those different shots with different cameras and stuff, you see. So Sunday morning program now will be packaged, meaning I'll do a program one weekend, you'll have a repeat from some in the past, that next Sunday. Meanwhile, we're doing a program there, but it then will be edited, so then you get to see it for a week, 24/7. See, that's 2 hours. It's really a seminar. You need to come up to the ranch. It's so beautiful. Spend a lot of money on it. Absolutely one of the most beautiful ranches in the whole of Oregon. In our classes and all now, we spent some money. Someone left money for me to do that, so I did it. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, the lines are open now, so we have half an hour left. Oh, we don't, do we? Good Lord, 2 hours has gone by. I've got 5 minutes left. What am I talking about? So, then I needed to give a little commercial. And we have a new service. I mentioned just a few minutes ago. In case you weren't listening, let me say it again. The 800-877-3227 number is now manned or womaned by my granddaughter, who is very knowledgeable in my work because she's benefited from it. And all her suffering went away, and she's married to a man of her dreams who used to be a nightmare of screams. And they both were. They came out of the cold, but they got a little boy, and he's as tough as he can be. Great beauty. Anyway, she's doing that at night. And from 9 to midnight, every night, Monday through Friday, she's manning the phones. The foundation phones get turned to her house, and she has a bank of calls, and she will take calls. So maybe you give a donation, and maybe you might. It doesn't have to be a lot. You can donate a certain amount to take, you know, auto-debit. That's the word I'm looking for. Auto-debit. There it is. Auto-debit. Can't think of it. Thank you, Paul. Her coping strategy is pretty good. We can start doing business and making those CDs for the military now. And we just need $10,000. That's all. But we're going to... So I'm talking to him because he's listening to me miles away. He's giving me little cues on the screen here. So if you've done it, we'll just put the order in for the 10,000 for the military. This makes 60,000. We've already given away. That will be, and those are almost gone because they're on order. All the various military camps and services all over the country world just want the stuff. Please help. Would you please help? You're going to need our military. Well, the way the country's going, you're going to need our military. I'm going to talk about that one night. And I want to talk especially about not being angry with your government. And that's the name of the talk I gave last Sunday. When it's edited, it comes on about Wednesday or Thursday. When edited, it should look a lot better than when we were doing it live with all the mistakes. But I was unfazed by it all. See, I just do what I do. I'm doing like a radio program, and I don't care what the cameras are doing. So, but I do care when I see it with horror, what amateurs can do. But that's all I got. I don't have the money to do fancy camera work. And the people who are doing it, they work till 3, 4 in the morning. I mean, they do 10 times as much I pay them for. They do work. This is labor of love organization. So mine's a labor of love, too. I could have been a millionaire 10 times over. But all the money that comes in is not mine. I don't have the money that found all the things the foundation owns. I have earned it, and I have brought it about. I don't own any of it. I don't even drive a car from the foundation. I have my own cars. One's 12 years old, and one's 8 years old. I bought them secondhand anyway. I like doing that. Always make a buck. It's my Jewish nature. It's a good deal. I have a nice warm feeling around my heart because I can get my money out of it. It's just brand new, just a few thousand miles on it. Wow, it's much better than a new car. It's what in Hebrew we call amchaya, means a good feeling around the heart. You've got a good deal. Anybody can buy something new. All right, so where am I going with this? Auto debit. That's what you can do. You can give a one-time donation. So if you have an impulse, please. The program repeats itself again, you know, on the network in many places, but it also repeats itself on the internet. And you can actually listen to Advice Line by phone. So if you haven't got a computer and you're driving in the country and you want to hear more, then there's about 500 hours lined up for you so that you can dial 206-400-2856. I hope you can remember that. And then you get programs any time of the day, 24/7. And then there's a phone number, be still a know, the technique that doesn't cost you anything. So if you're forlorn and frustrated, you, instead of spending money, it's free. It's 206-315-4836. So those of you who are locked up and don't have a CD player, and some of you are old and broken, you can access these things at no charge. There's always a friend there, a program you can hear and benefit from. There's 500 hours of radio programs. And so they're always different every time you dial. You hear 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours. So now, we got the Shepherd product, Understanding Cancer, Common Sense Christianity, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. These are packs. These are several. Call in the evenings. Now in the evening, 9 to 12, 800-877-3227. She's waiting for you now. The operator is waiting. Thank you very much.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com. Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.